It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 16th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, World War III. An eminent French historian says we are now, in fact, in World War III. This is a guy not to be taken lightly. He accurately predicted the fall of the Soviet Union more than a decade before it happened. His name is Emmanuel Todd. He's one of France's leading intellectuals. He made these comments during an interview with Le Figaro newspaper. Quote, "It is evident that the conflict, initially a limited territorial war, has evolved into a global economic confrontation between the whole West on one side and Russia backed by China on the other. It has become a world war," end quote. So when we say on this program, as we have for months, that we are stumbling into World War III, we're not the only ones who think so. And we're not trying to be sensationalist about this, because I would much rather it not be the case. Todd added during the interview that, quote, "the resistance of the Russian economy is pushing the United States imperial system toward the abyss, and that President Biden must hurry to rescue a fragile America." Meanwhile, the Pentagon is asking Congress to resume funding a pair of top secret programs in Ukraine suspended ahead of Russia's invasion last year. This is according to current and former U.S. officials. It's not that top secret, obviously, if these guys are leaking it to the press. But if approved, this move would allow American special operations forces to employ Ukrainian operatives to observe Russian military movements and counter disinformation, whatever that means. Again, these programs could resume as early as 2024. It remains unclear if the Biden administration would allow U.S. commandos back into Ukraine to oversee them, or if the military would try to do it from a neighboring country like Romania or Poland. But remember, we do have boots on the ground in Ukraine now trying to track the shipments of billions of dollars in military hardware that have been promised and are now arriving in Ukraine. Topic number 4, the censorship industrial complex. The Washington Examiner, running a series of reports, and has revealed that the Department of State funded a disinformation tracking group, a foreign non-government organization that is secretly blacklisting and trying to defund conservative media. This is likely costing these news organizations crucial advertising dollars. The Global Disinformation Index, based in the UK, affiliated with two nonprofits based here in the United States, is feeding blacklists to internet advertising companies to defund and shut down websites that peddle disinformation, which, as you know, is in the eye of the beholder. This, again, reported by the Washington Examiner in a series of reports running on its website this week. This same disinformation group, according to the Examiner, has received $330,000 from two State Department-backed entities linked to the highest levels of the American government. This is disturbing because this is additional evidence that the government is doing an end run around the First Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees our rights to free speech. We know this from the Twitter files, that officials inside the Joe Biden White House pressured Facebook and other social media companies to block or shadow ban accounts that were spreading disinformation about various and sundry topics by funding groups that are essentially stifling free speech. The White House has a layer of deniability between it and the constitutionality of its actions. Again, the government is not supposed to infringe on our right to speak freely or exercise our opinions, but if they put pressure on outside groups to then do those things, well, then it's not exactly in violation of the letter of the law, only the intent of the law. Topic number 3, our robot overlords. Driverless vehicles without steering wheels or pedals are already hitting roadways here in the United States and could fundamentally transform the way we move around. There's already one brand of autonomous vehicles on U.S. roadways. Two other companies working to debut their automated transportation soon. I'm not talking about Tesla now with its auto-driving feature. I'm talking about driverless vehicles where the passengers have no option to override the automatic steering. These three companies that are ready to put their vehicles on the road. First, Zoox, which is a company owned by Amazon, already operating in California. The robo-taxi service now only for Amazon employees, but expects state approval to be offered to the public very soon. In February, General Motors-backed Cruise has gotten permission from California's Department of Motor Vehicles to test its vehicles, called the Origin, on the highways there. And another robo-taxi is Waymo, Waymo owned by Google, by the way. Zeekr, the Zeekr M-Vision, which will enter production next year. The Zeekr, similar to other robo-taxis. These, by the way, will move in either direction. These shuttles or automated vehicles could be a big deal when it comes to the automotive industry. As the population ages and us baby boomers, I'm right at the tail end of the boom, become less confident behind the wheel, our eyesight fails, our motor skills degenerate or deteriorate, this is an option to having to wait for a cab or a taxi. Get an automated vehicle, punch in your destination, and just let it go. The problem is, if these things have to connect to a network in order to coordinate its movements with other vehicles, it is subject to control. Rather dystopic. You get in your vehicle and you find yourself being dropped at the police station because your social credit score is not what it should be. These robo-taxis likely to be in your future sometime soon. Topic number two, inflation. Well, inflation turned higher than expected in the beginning of 2023, according to statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Tuesday. The CPI, which measures a broad basket of common goods and services, rose 0.5% over January. That's an annual gain, year-over-year gain of 6.4%. Economists have been looking for it to come in at about 6.2%, meaning that things are not trending the way the Biden administration would like them, trying to bring inflation back down to a target of 2%. But just bear in mind that the way inflation or the consumer price index has been rejiggered twice now since the early 1980s, inflation is not calculated the way it was when I was a kid. CPI no longer measures the actual cost of maintaining a constant standard of living. It no longer measures full inflation for out-of-pocket expenditures. Politicians began tinkering with the formulae so they could cut annual cost of living increases to things like Social Security. And so, when you go back and figure the numbers according to the way they used to be, and you can find these numbers, by the way, put out every month by ShadowStats online at shadowstats.com, the actual rate of inflation year over year is running closer to 15%, not 6.4. However, oh, and there is this, some brilliant advice from the corporate media. Literally, the Wall Street Journal suggesting that the best way for us to cut costs during a time of inflation running at 40-year highs is to skip meals. Now, I saw the tweet on social media where this post went out on Wednesday, and some of the responses were just as informative as the tweet itself. I mean, this basically tells us what our political elites think we ought to do in order to be happy. Well, look, if you're having trouble paying for food, just give up food. That's kind of the point. Many of the comments were like, well, we Americans are overweight. We should eat less anyway. Yes, we get that. We understand most of us would be healthier if we consumed fewer calories. However, the point is their solution to rising prices is to literally give up food. Are you really better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, coming up, not all the economic news is grim. The underwear index is looking up. I'll explain what I mean next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared.
It's racing toward our planet at this very moment. It cannot be stopped, and it's carrying the secret of America's, the world's, and your tomorrow.
When I shared what God had revealed to me about a worldwide destruction set for only a few years from now, some people responded with disbelief, and some are terrified. Revelation 8 is unfolding as we speak, bringing not only wanton destruction, but also an ancient messenger heralding the arrival of the Great Tribulation period just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. a prophesied aeon that some people call the Great Tribulation Period. Whether they want it or not, all of those on earth at this time are going to be forced to heed the warning of the messenger.
In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full in Time's vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. But that's not all. We're also including Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through SkyWatch TV, so don't delay. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, the underwear index, a rather unusual economic indicator, but it's signaling that Americans' confidence in the economy is actually going up. This actually comes from Alan Greenspan, who served five terms as the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank between 1987 and 2006. He would look at demand for a rather mundane product, men's underwear, as an indicator for the direction of the economy. I mean, the theory is that although underwear is considered a necessity, when consumers are anxious about the state of the economy, men will just keep wearing the old holy underwear rather than replacing it. You know, save a few bucks by cutting back on that one essential item. So, the so-called men's underwear index actually has given some credence to Greenspan's theory. The underwear sales in North America fell in 2008 and 2009 during the global financial crisis. And according to the latest readings of the U.S. Consumer Price Index, men's underwear prices rose 5.5% between December and January. But using Greenspan's theory, the January data suggests that economic confidence drastically turned around last month. The previous two monthly readings, November and December, showed negative intermonth growth in the price of men's underwear. So the fact that prices are going up means increasing demand, which means consumers are more confident. So when President Biden gave his State of the Union address speech last week, the one thing he left out, the state of our underwear remains strong. It's actually common sense indicators like this can tell you more about the economy than the fancy formulas used by professional economists. During the month of February, our thank you gift for your donation of any amount is the excellent book by our friend John McTernan, When Jesus Sets You Free, You Are Free Indeed. Supernatural power, especially when you have an understanding of the legal framework used by the spirit realm. Fallen angels and demons are nothing if not legalistic. And you basically determine, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, how much you will donate. Essentially, you'll get the book for whatever you feel led to offer. It's just our way of saying thank you for your support, because we can't do what we do without it. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com. You'll find a red donate button toward the top of the website, or scan the QR code that's on your screen right now, and thank you for your support. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue Tom Horn's presentation from our fall virtual conference on the spiritual forces at work in America today. Things seem hard to understand if you don't realize that it's not the human actors really driving the actions taking place on the streets. Principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness. Tom Horn's presentation was called The Angel of Death Versus the Gift of Life. It's powerful. You'll find our broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch all of our programs. Our video content is always archived at the website skywatchtv.com, or add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. You can check out our channels at Rumble or YouTube as well, or better yet, get our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content into your phone or tablet. You can use Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to send it directly to your smart TV without wires. And the app also gets you important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. Again, it is free, available for iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And to make it easy, we've got links to their app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look for the link for the mobile app in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.